Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com is with us on the WBEN TroCare College Live Line this morning. Her show heard weekends here on WBEN. And we're looking at Fed Chair Jerome Powell this morning, who's in his second term and might be the most threatened person in Washington.
Gosh, I'm sorry to laugh, but like there's a lot of trash talk coming from the president towards Jerome Powell. You know, I think the latest thing is he called him a knucklehead. So what's the beef here and why do you care? Let me start with why you care. Remember that the Federal Reserve is this independent agency. It's funded through its own operations, not funded by Congress. We don't pay for this. Taxpayers don't pay for the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve controls short-term interest rates. They just want to make sure the economy's kind of moving along, creating jobs, not too much inflation. And so when you think about short-term interest rates, which sounds like a mouthful, just think, hey, if I'm a borrower, I care about this. But also if I'm a saver, I care about this. Maybe you're both. So if you're the kind of person who's carrying a credit card balance, that interest rate is so high, particularly because the Fed has kept interest rates really high. And if you're a saver and you're like, I'm so psyched, I just got a new CD and it's 4%, that high rate is because of the Fed. So that's why we care about it. The beef is that the president thinks that the Federal Reserve should lower interest rates. The Fed's like, hey, man, your tariffs are going to cause some inflation potentially. We just want to wait and see how the data look before we start lowering interest rates. Remember, the Fed lowered interest rates by a full percentage point last year. They were on track to start to do that again this year. Then the tariffs hit.
So I'm just an idea guy, but I'm not smart by any means, Jill. What
about, who says?
Well, you will in about 20 seconds. What about the idea of an interest rate holiday? You know how you have these like tax holidays in some state where there's a month where they're just like, we're not going to do any sales tax this month. Would that solve some of these problems? You know, we're always talking about this logjam in the housing market or somewhere over here. If we just said, hey, look, coming up in 2 months, we're going to have 1 month where we're going to lower the rate to, you know, back down to one or whatever, just for that month to free up some things.
Here's it's an excellent idea. Thank you very much. We'll put that forth. The problem with it is the economy is so big, and part of the economy and part of the idea of the cost of borrowing is looking ahead. So if you know it's only 1 month, then the rates are not going to reflect that. In other words, that you're going to have 30-year mortgage rates that might go down for a few little blips down, but then it'll be resuming back up. And so you can't do it for 1 month. In fact, that sort of illustrates the big problem that the Fed has, which is the economy is so big, it takes a long time for these things to work their way through. So when you think about the tariffs, they were announced, you know, really starting right after the inauguration. We started the announcement of tariffs. But it wasn't until that April announcement of the very high tariffs that the Fed was like, whoa, wait a minute, we cannot keep lowering interest rates. Now, since then, we're at like 60, 70, 80-year highs in tariff rates. We still are just starting to see the effect of those tariffs working their way through the economy. I'll give you a good example. This morning, Stellantis, that's the company that makes Jeeps and Chrysler, you know, right, and Dodge cars, they just said, right now, they said, we've just had a loss of over 2 billion euros. Why? Because of U.S. tariffs. And it's just starting to hit. And that's why the Fed doesn't really want to do anything. The Fed is very concerned that we see a resurgence in inflation. And if we see that, they want to be prepared.
The other thing is, does Trump really want to fire Powell, or does he want to use him as a scapegoat should the economy go south?
I love that you asked this question because I've been asking that to myself. Listen, we have people at CBS News who have had access to some of the folks who were in the room when the president said to lawmakers, hey, what do you think if I should fire Powell? And there were definitely people who were like, yeah, fire him. But it's a very tough case to make because you have to basically say this guy is like guilty of fraud. He's done something terrible. And I think that the issue for the president is, can I make life so unbearable for this guy that he'll just leave? Hey, by the way, his term is up next May. We're in less than a year left on this guy's, on, you know, in his chairmanship. So it's the idea to fire pal. Maybe it's just that I want everybody to know that whatever happens, it's on the Fed's head, not on my head. And that is possibly, maybe, I don't know if it's well thought through, but there are a lot of people who are saying that's the benefit of doing this, that you now all of a sudden take all of the fire around the economy and you push it onto this thing called the Fed, not the president's fault, and now you have a different conversation when you come to the midterms.
So for the average person, when we go to bed every night, put our head down on the pillow, how many hours should we spend contemplating this and thinking about it, fearing it, keeping us up at night, all that kind of great stuff, Jill?
All right. Now, I am your sister. I am your auntie, okay? And I know that a lot of the things that you spend time on, it's just not worth it. And this is not to say this is not important. I believe the Federal Reserve and the policies, it probably has a bigger impact on your financial life and your own position in the economy than anything else that happens in the economy. On the other hand, you've got no control. So why are you worried about it? Here's the thing. If you're a borrower, you should keep paying down your debt. If you're looking for a house, know that interest rates for those houses are not coming down dramatically anytime soon. So you got to factor in 6.5% or 7% mortgages. If you're someone who is a saver and you've got a CD due, I'd renew it. I wouldn't wait around. It's not going to be a case. I don't see where interest rates are going to go higher. Just take what you can get right now. But please, when you think about these issues, I would really like people to concentrate more on the things on which they can actually have some control. You've got no control over this. So get some sleep. Brian, did you buy the tickets for the concert?
Oh, boy.
Or not?
Wow. I was having a nice Monday, too.
Did you or not?
No, I did not, Jill.
You bailed?
Tell you what. 10 years ago, I saw him, same arena. Looked up the exact same seat that I bought, $165 in 2015.
Okay.
Was on the market for $470.
So it's more than the rate of inflation. Okay.
Just a little bit.
Way over.
Okay. Did you look up, did you get your inflation calculator? Because I do that to make myself feel better.
Oh,
he didn't need to.
I just had my dummy calculator in my head, like, hey, dummy, don't spend a bunch of money on
it. I don't think you're dummy. I've been thinking a lot about it, especially when I outed myself about paying up for Barbra Streisand.
Right.
I appreciate you checking in. And here's the thing. It's a long way to November, so we'll see what happens between now and then.
There's so many things that could happen. Anyway, someone told a great story about him, like bumping into him in a hotel, and he asked to borrow my friend's newspaper. He's like, oh my God, I haven't read a newspaper in so long. This is years ago. And she's like, well, I'm going to be done with it soon. I'm happy to give it to you if you sing for me.
How about that?
Oh my gosh. And he did.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
A few bars.
Hey, after seeing these concert ticket prices, I would have said, hey, that's $250. Jill, thanks so much. Talk with you again next week. Jill
Take care.
Schlesinger, Jill on Money, joining us.